Contracts. It is 7 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU Denver Boulder, and you can stay tuned. It is now time for Cabaret.
Thank you very much. My name's Andy. You are listening to Cabaret here on KGNU, and we are live in studio with Jeremy Mone. Is there a name of, is it just the Jeremy Mone Trio Quartet?
Trio.
All right. Tonight it's the trio. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, and we will go from there.
Well, we have Mr. Alex Heffron over here on the guitar, Gary Sloan on the bass, and he's going to be playing a little bit of the valve trombone tonight, and I'm Jeremy.
Very cool. And Alex, how old are you now? You're 19? Jeremy, you're going to speak for
everybody. Yeah, he's only 19.
Wow. And from Denver. And then you're from Arkansas?
Yeah, originally from Alaska.
Wow. And how long have you been in Boulder or Colorado?
I moved here 3 years ago to do my master's degree at CU, and it was also my escape route from Northwest Arkansas. And yeah, no, it worked out great. There's a whole lot more music to be played here, and it's just awesome.
Awesome. And you're on bass and trombone.
Yep.
Cool. My kids play trombone. Talk about that. And Jeremy, you're born and raised in Boulder, right?
That's right.
Centennial and
Boulder High.
Very cool. Doc retired this year.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Bryson's in there now.
Yep, exactly. So how did you guys come together?
Just through music, you know.
Well, Jeremy plays swing music every Tuesday night at the No Name Bar on the Hill. So, and when I was first in town, I heard about the swing night, and I used to play swing music back in Arkansas and always loved it. I also love playing modern jazz and a bunch of other stuff, but... Yeah, I stopped by, and he was amazing, and we hit it off and then started playing together.
And the scene here has to be, I mean, I know there's a few swing and jazz bands, but it's got to be fairly tight-knit, yeah?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, there's only so many acts and so many people that are regularly on the scene and
places
dancing.
To play.
Yeah, and places to play, that's for sure. Yeah. Run into a lot of... troubles trying to book myself as a swing band, but
I can imagine. I lived in San Francisco in the early through the 80s, and starting around 1985, 1986, we started to get tired of punk a little bit, and there was a huge swing revival.
Uh-huh.
And there was just, you know, amazing music coming out of there, and it'd be great if that sort of coalesced here. People were tired of bluegrass and jam, and they turned to swing. Sounds good.
Well, you know, I don't think any style of music is mutually exclusive from another, you know. And
definitely
good music
not,
is good music, you know.
Yep, I understand. All right, well, why don't we get started with the music, and you guys will play 3 songs, and then we'll come back.
Sure.
You're listening to Cabaret with Jeremy Mone on KGNU.
1, 2, 3. Hey folks, this is our theme song, a little song I wrote for you, Dreams of You. Now we're going to get the ball rolling and hopefully a few feet moving with a tune I wrote a little while back called Chestnut Shuffle. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Jeremy Mone, and they're going to play one more song. What's this one called?
I think it's called Sometimes I Can't Think. Hey, I did it. All right,
cool. Let's do it.
Yeah, just start out with that vamp. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Can't think, can't think, can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. I can't think, I can't think, can't think. I try to use my brain, but it just don't work. And I end up looking like a jerk. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes can't think. Can't think, can't think, can't think. Thank you.
Sometimes can't think. Sometimes can't think. Can't think, can't think, can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. No, no. Sometimes can't think, can't think, can't think, can't think, can't think. I try to use my brain, but it just don't work. And I look like a jerk. Sometimes can't think. Sometimes can't think. Sometimes can't think. Can't think, can't think, can't think.
All right. That reminds me of like an old Louis Jordan song or
right, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Kind of Slam Stewart was kind of my inspiration with that one.
Yeah, it was very cool. What other instrument? How'd you get into playing swing and what were your, you know, influences? And
well, I hung out with my grandfather a lot when I was really young, you know, when my parents were at work, and my grandparents would pick me up from school, and you know, they always had a tape of Glenn Miller in the car. And that's something that's, you know, that I used to fall asleep when I was a little baby to Glenn Miller. And mm-hmm. I think somehow it stuck with me.
And what made you choose sax? Or do you play other instruments also?
I play some guitar, and I can play a little bass and drums too. I usually don't like to do those and do those things in public, but you know, I feel confident enough on the sax.
Perfect. And you have an EP coming out.
Right, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that? When is it due? And
sure. So what we did was we recorded four songs I had written. I've written them all in just the past couple months, and put together a little recording session at my friend's house. And, you know, it's going to be available on May the 7th. Exclusively from Bandcamp, so that's jeremymoneymusic.bandcamp.com, and Money is Mohney.
There you go.
By the way, yeah, we're also having a little release party on the mall. We're gonna go busk for 2 hours between 4 to 6, and
on what date?
On Saturday, May the 7th. Yeah.
So from 4 to 6 on Pearl Street Mall.
Yep.
Cool. And it'll be the three of you.
There's going to be special guests. I have some friends coming, and
very good. And what else? And I know you're playing a few more dates.
Right. Yeah. If you can look at my calendar on jeremymoney.com, you can check out where and when I'm playing. Like Gary said, we have a regular night up at the No Name Bar on Tuesdays, and every first Monday, we play for the Flatiron Stomp, which is the Boulder Swing Dance lessons. It's at Cake Studios, which is between 22nd and 21st in Pearl, kind of by Snarfs.
Okay. So your earliest influences were Glenn Miller and listening to tapes in the car and listening, going to bed. Who else do you consider sort of your musical ancestry?
Oh, I don't know. Kind of as I got older, the sounds of swing really stuck with me, and I looked into, you know, I kind of started out on the clarinet and listened to a lot of Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw, and you know, I got into the sax and started listening to old cats from Harlem, like Benny Carter, Johnny Hodges, you know, and Sidney Bechet is a huge influence on me, as is Louis Armstrong. Mm-hmm. I think most modern musicians can always find credit for Louis, and just what he did for music was amazing.
Yep. I was fortunate enough to see Cab Calloway.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, in San Francisco at the Fairmont Hotel. And it was just so amazing, so much fun.
Sure.
So where do you draw your influence? When you're writing music, where do you draw your influences from? Like what goes on in your head?
I wish I could tell you. No, I put together chords and try to find a melody, and I'll get an idea, something to write about, and try to make it rhyme and make it catchy, but also I like to have a message, at least some of the time, you know?
Yeah, bring a sense of humor, I think it sounds. I mean, there's a playfulness in your music for sure.
Yeah, sometimes a little bit, yeah.
Cool. All right, well, what's the next song you're going to do?
Well, it's a song called I Can't Believe It. What can't I believe?
It?
I can't believe that you're in love with me. You know what? All right, we got to pull up a chart here.
All right, you're listening to Cabaret on KGNU. My name's Andy. We're here with Jeremy Mone and his trio, the trio, inclusive.
do. I can't believe it. You're in love with me, with me, with me. Telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They don't believe you're in love with me. I have always put you far, up far above me, and I could never call it a surprise you would even take a chance on me. After all is said and done, just to think I could be a lucky one. I can't believe, no, I can't believe it. You're in love with me.
All right, here's a tune off that EP we were just talking about. The EP is actually called Get Dancin'. That's named after the song I wrote called Get Dancin'. But this is the second song, which is called It's No More, which is kind of a misnomer because there's two other songs after that anyway. But here it is. It's kind of a sob ballad, but hope you still like it.
Soar again. how we'd like to dance, but wonders when our love is gone. It's gone too young, but it's still gone, 'cause it's no more, 'cause it's no more, 'cause it's no more.
You're listening to Cabaret on KGNU. My name is Andy. We're here with Jeremy Mone tonight in studio. And I think they have one more song for us right now. What's this one?
Remember that song I told you about, the Get Dancing one?
Yes.
This is it.
Title track.
Yeah, the title track off the EP coming out Saturday on the Bandcamp, jeremymoneymusic.bandcamp.com.
30 minutes. That was some good music. So you have a new album coming out May 7th called Get Dancing, and you'll be playing on the Mall Pearl Street Mall on that date.
Yeah.
From 4 to 6, you said?
Yep, 4 to 6.
And then you're also traveling, right?
Yeah, we're going to Chicago. Alex and I are, and we're just going to be there for a little one-night stand playing at a place called The Fizz. It's kind of a popular Monday night destination for swing dancers in Chicago.
So I was going to, that brings up a question I was thinking about, was what's the state of swing these days? I mean, I know there's bands all over the country and there's sort of this, and it's been going on for a while, but where do you feel tapped into something?
Yeah. You know, it's a really awesome community. You know, it's everyone involved seems to be so smart and nice and accepting, and it's just really, it's a pleasure to play. You know, we play the Mercury Cafe, for example, and I don't know if anybody knows Marilyn, but she's a genius, and she has a lot of people that work with her, and like Seth Stiefel, for example, is a lot of these people are good friends of mine. Krister Schalm runs the Boulder Swing Dance with his wife Heather, and
what about across the country?
Oh, across the country is
are there just are there kinda, current bands that you kind of like and listen to?
Yeah, man. I've listened to some Glenn Kreitzer or Solomon Douglas. I've seen Solomon live and played with him. There's a lot of good stuff coming out of New Orleans still, you know. And if you're ever in, I mean, that in New Orleans is happening every night, but
right.
You know, if you're ever in New York City, just stop in Mona's in the East Village on a Tuesday night, and you'll hear some of the best swing musicians in the world, like Gordon Webster and Dennis Lickman, jamming. Right. You know, it's still going on. You might have to look a little harder for it now than you had to when bands were playing on the radio
mm-hmm.
all the time, and kids were putting nickels in jukeboxes.
Yeah.
Down at the old
do you miss those days?
Soda shop.
Do you miss the
yeah. I remember them so well. Yeah.
in the cosmic memory.
Yeah.
There's a trombone being picked up.
Yeah, that's right. There is a trombone all getting right. picked up.
So what are you going to do next?
We're going to play some more tunes off that album. It's a tune I wrote for someone special. Sarah, if you're listening, you got it.
There's shark mixing going on. You're listening to KGNU. My name is Andy. This is Jeremy Mone. Live in studio cabaret.
One, two, one, two, three. Wait. I messed up. One, two, one, two, three. You got it, it's pretty as roses. You got it, I'm up on my toes. You got it, you got all the love that I need. You got it, just bring it closer. You got it, hot as a toaster. You got it, you got all the love that I need. Even with your smile, you slay me, and not another heart could ever sway me. You got it, sweeter than honey. You got it, right on the money. You got it, got all the love that I need. Mr. Gary Sloan. Yeah.
Honey, you got him. You're out of the money. You got him. You got all the love that I need.
Yeah. Some more chart switching.
Yep. All right, this song had its debut in front of an audience last night at the Boulder Swing Dance, and
how'd it go over?
All right, I guess.
They danced.
They danced. Yeah,
that's the important thing.
They didn't leave right then, you know. But here it is. It's a kind of a little love song about positivity, and it's called A Tree. One, two, three. It should be. I know a tree has beauty. A vine round the trunk can hurt the growth. Well, who'd have thunk? A vine can't be but worry, wrapping a heart with such pain, always bewilders a brain. Yes, filling a heart with such sorrow guarantees cloudy tomorrow. The vine may just grow, but true love know to make it go. Just worry not and flower. So yeah, you notice a trombone came from Mr. Gary Sloan over here. He's been playing bass all night for us, but we were honored to have him blow some horn for us. And that was Mr. Alex Heffron on the guitar there.
And you are?
And I'm Jeremy Mohney.
There you go. M-O-H-N-E-Y. And you can find the album coming out May 7th on Bandcamp. What's the full address again?
JeremyMohneyMusic.bandcamp.com.
And then your personal website is?
That's JeremyMohney.com. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, too.
Instagram?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows?
Some people do the Snapchat.
Snapchat thing, yeah. As old people do Instagram. We leave Snapchat to you young folk.
I'm old school. I use Twitter.
And then you play every Tuesday night at the No Name Bar, which is up on University Hill, right?
Yeah. It's right at University and Broadway, right next to Cosmo's Pizza. That's every Tuesday night. And then I have some other gigs. They're not under my name, but every Thursday play with the Boulder Swing Collective at the Waterloo from around 9 to 11 or 10:30, kind of depending on the crowd. And I also play with a band called Banshee Tree. They were in here once, and that's every Saturday at License Number 1, the old Catacombs at the Boulderado downtown.
And then Memorial Day weekend, you're playing in Denver.
Am I?
Isn't that at the Little Man? Isn't that the 28th? Maybe it's the week after.
I think it's the week after.
The 28th.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm your new social secretary, I think.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. I love you.
Yeah, there you go. when you're writing, you listen to old swing and like Lil Johnson and some of that, and even Cab Calloway, and there's a lot of double entendres,
right?
You know, in the lyrics and stuff, a lot of joking around, and is that something that you kind of wanted? You know, I don't know if that fits into your writing at all, or what your process is.
You know, I kind of try to be polite with the songs that I write. I mean, I certainly know a few tunes that, if you're really paying attention to the lyrics from, you know, back in the day, that they might disturb some members of the audience if they're not at least prepared for it. And then some of them aren't so subtle, too.
Yep.
You kind of choose your audience. You know what I mean? You kind of play for your audience, that is. And hopefully everyone has fun.
That's the important thing, right?
Yeah.
Where do you, you guys play very well together, and you're all great musicians. You're welcome. Where do you see your, do you want to take this to the next level? Do you guys want to, are you able to tour? Do you want to tour?
Yeah. We'd love to, honestly. It's always great to get out on the road and play for new audiences. And we do a little bit of traveling, you know. I've led some tours through the East Coast before. It's kind of tough to do on my own at this point, but you know, I always try to find ways to travel every now and then, but yeah, it would be great to see it grow.
Yeah, Gary, what are you doing besides this band?
Besides this band, I'm just playing the bass all over the place. So I think that phrase belongs to Mark Diamond, so I better give credit. But I play mostly swing music. I also play with the group Joe Smith and the Spicy Pickles. They play every Tuesday. We play every Tuesday. I say they because I'm not there tonight. But we play every Tuesday at Bowers, and it's no cover dancing from 7:30 to about 11. But yeah, I do mostly swing music and modern jazz, and then my dad's a blues musician, so I play a bit of blues and blues rock and psychedelic blues. But I mean, musicals, I played with a bluegrass jam band for the first time this month, and just kind of all over the map.
And youngster over there, Alex. We're going to bring the mic over to him. He's micless.
Well, most of the time I find myself playing modern jazz gigs because that was kind of, it's kind of always been my passion.
I was really hoping you were going to say punk rock.
Punk rock. Well, it's been a few years.
The heavy metal.
Yeah, I mean, I came up the way every guitar player does, through heavy metal. You know, learned Smoke on the Water and Back in Black, but eventually heard Miles Davis, and I was like, well, I might as well just start doing that. That seems like more fun. But I also play with Joe Smith. I'm going to be playing at Brad Good's jam session at Trapeda's in Niwot every Thursday. Starting next week. I also play at Gross and Bart Brewery every Wednesday with, I don't know what the name of that band is. It's just kind of a trio. But mostly modern jazz, and if I can get it, like pop gigs.
Mm-hmm. So there's a juxtaposition, and we'll get back to the music in one sec, but there's a, between like the old swing and this modern jazz, it's different. Right? And how do you guys like move back and forth, or is it just music?
Well, I think the way I try to kind of lead the band is through, you know, I've always had a passion for expressing myself through old swing music, but I realize that not a lot of people around here especially have that same passion, but you can always find a way to play good music and make things work, and like Duke Ellington said, there's two kinds of music, good music and bad music, and I like to think we have something good going on. It's just kind of everybody, think of it like a soup, everybody adds a little ingredient,
a little bit of gumbo.
Yeah. Just let it stew up. And
yeah. Cool. All right, what's the next thing we're going to hear?
Why don't we play a blues?
Cool. Let's
we don't need a blues chart for this one.
You're listening to Cabaret here on KGNU. My name's Andy. We're here with Jeremy Mone. And we're going to hear some blues right now.
G? G.
G. Blues and G.
We have a key now. Maybe something more than that. We'll see. Why don't you start it off? One, two, three. Corner of 11th and Pearl. EP release party for
get dancing. I was singing the blues and thinking about my girl and shamelessly promoting my music. Mr. Alex Heffron on the guitar.
Just a few minutes, but I wanted to ask, let's go over all the details now. You got the nitty gritty. You got Get Dancing coming out May 7th,
right,
which you so quietly shamelessly plugged. And you'll be doing they'll be playing on the Pearl Street Mall to celebrate the release on May 7th from 4 to 6, 11th and Pearl.
Yeah.
Somewhere that. You just listen to the music and find it, right?
Try to find it.
Yeah. And then you're playing every Tuesday night at the No Name Bar up on the Hill, and
right.
You have some other gigs coming up on that you can find on jeremymoney.com. jeremymoneymusic.com?
No, just jeremymoney.com. I should have been more consistent with that.
It's okay.
And then every Thursday, Jeremy and I play with the Boulder Swing Collective at the Waterloo in Louisville.
Every Thursday at the Waterloo.
Yes, and every fourth Thursday we have a ton of dancers, so we welcome them all the time, but that's the big one.
That's such a great club. They really have. It's a nice place. It's a small dance floor, but nice place. And let me think. What else? So they have all your concert stuff is over there, is on the website. Your dates and everything. What do you guys do when you're not playing music?
Sleeping.
You don't want to know.
Private time.
Yeah. And maybe I just don't want you to know.
Yeah. And you're still in school.
Alex is, yeah.
Where are you going?
CU Boulder.
So you're here in Boulder to go to school. Cool. All right, so we have 5 minutes left. You guys are going to play us out. And I want to thank George Figgs, of course, for his amazing production, as usual, for Cabaret. My name's Andy. Find me all around the station.
You want to do a quick, there will never be another you?
Yeah.
And make this, extend this.
Yeah.
5 minutes.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Let's see. There will be many other nights like this, where I'll be here with someone new. And there'll be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. Honey, will there be another you? We'll talk about lips I just might kiss. Will they thrill me like yours always used to do? Oh, now I may dream a million dreams. How will they come true if there will ever, ever be another Alex Efron? Come true if there will never ever be another you. No, there will never ever be another you. Thanks for listening, folks. You've been listening to the Jeremy Mone Band. Here's a little song as our theme song, Dreams of You. Oh,
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah, live music, musica viva on Cabaret, only on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. It's 8:01, y saben que ya llegó la hora de corriente. Buenísimas noches, señoras y señores, vatos y vatas, ladies and gentlemen and women, simonque, girls and boys, locas y locos, cholos y cholas. You're tuned into KGNU's Corriente, música latina para la gente. El loco del barrio Pocho, bringing you music from across the wrinkle in the earth called Los Montañas, Las Montañas Roqueñas, in the north, Los Andes in the south, y América Central in the middle. Tonight we've got music from Mexico, Nicaragua, Colombia, Chile, Cuba, La República Dominicana, Argentina, y Francia, con pura elegancia, gente. As well as from the colonized territories de Puerto Rico, Borinquen, y Aztlán. We also have a special featured section of music from Honduras to commemorate all of our carnales y carnales who have given their lives in the defense of their lands and their communities. We should also remember that the Holy Inquisition tried to silence our drums, but our ancestors kept their rhythms alive despite the sword and the cross. So we owe it to them, and we honor our martyrs by dancing as long as we're alive. Don't forget that when we dance, esta música, we are possessed by los espíritus de los ancestros who dreamt that one day we would walk the earth.